Ken McCauley is a corn grower that's participating in the boot camp for the National Agri-Marketing Association. Ken, first of all, tell me a little bit about where you're from and what you do.
Well, I'm from White Cloud, Kansas, Chuck, in the northeast corner. I always try to say the White Cloud word because it's a pretty unique part of the world. We've got really good deep soil, and a lot of people say we're just lucky that my ancestors landed there, but it takes a little bit of management. So we're really fortunate. We've got really high yields. We're looking at our fourth consecutive above average yield, and you know, averages keep going up. So my wife and I farm there with our son Brad and grow a lot of corn.
Okay. Well, you're on a panel here with some other producers, I believe, to talk to some of these beginning marketers in the agribusiness arena. What's kind of the message that you want to tell them? Because I know it's all about how we communicate with you.
Well, I think as far as the farmer side, I think these people are really interested in how they can do their job better and relate better to us. And I think that's, I'm really privileged to be able to tell them, you know, at least on my perspective. And I've known quite a few guys around the country that, you know, how they feel. So I think it's a real opportunity for me to share some of my views on it. But the real deal is there's a huge amount of money being spent on advertising and, you know, the way things are projected out. And I think it's just really a big plus to have this boot camp to have us relate to each other and maybe, you know, have the dollar spent better, you know, on our behalf.
What would be some of the media choices that you use, for example? Because I think that's just one of the avenues that we have.
I'm a big magazine guy. I that soaks in best and get a lot out of those articles and try to find the one that's out there in front of everything and utilize that. But also use the internet a lot. I'm not a big blogger and don't use a lot of website things, but always try to be out and see what's coming, and that's probably the biggest thing I look at is the magazines.
Well, you also have been very involved professionally in organizations like Corn Growers and others. Speaking as a leader from an organizational standpoint, what are some of the ways that you have found most effective to communicate with members, for example?
Well, and that's just the opposite there, because you can touch so many members on these the blogs or the email or just any way and websites. We were really taking advantage of that. I think all the organizations across the country are doing it. I'm really proud of being part of starting that type of thing at the Corn Growers, because there was really nothing happening there 4 or 5 years ago, and you were a good part of it. We appreciate that. And it was a struggle to get that to jump off of that cliff, because you had to make sure the parachute was going to open.
Yeah, there's a lot of us that kind of felt that way about 5 years ago, but I'm here to tell you that things seem to have moved in that direction, because business is good, and I think that's just a sign that these new channels of communication are actually working, being used, growing. But it's just a constantly changing technology world we live in.
It really is, and I think the next step, or it probably is already happening, I'm probably not there, but the sifting out of what's important is huge, and farmers don't know that. I don't know that yet. I get pieces of things people send me, but if a farmer can get that, or anybody can get that, and digest it quicker, that's what it's all about, because our minds are full, our time schedules are full, whether you're, you know, doing this stuff or not. Most people don't have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's an app, if it's something else, if it's something that you offer, I think we all need to be aware of that, and this group will probably be a big part of that.
Well, we're going to be interested to see what not only you have to say, but some of the questions they may have for you, and I'll be there listening. Thank you very much, Ken McCauley, corn grower from Kansas, who's participating here at the NAMA Boot Camp, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.